It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm Jenna Dooley. This is Morning Edition. Illinois lawmakers are considering whether to make comprehensive sexual education mandatory for grades K through 12 in public schools across the state. Olivia Mitchell has more.
Sex ed is currently optional in Illinois. The legislation will require schools to inform students about a range of age-appropriate issues, including sexual orientation, child abuse, and bullying.
Hello, my name is Trey Graham. I use they, them pronouns.
Graham is a senior at Marion High School in Southern Illinois and feels personally let down by their sexual education.
We learn nothing about healthy and diverse relationships, about consent, about sexual harassment, or personal safety.
Backers expect opposition to making this mandatory, but they say it's important for all children to have factual medical information. They also say parents could still keep their children out of the classes. I'm Olivia Mitchell.
New cases of novel coronavirus are likely to start appearing soon in the U.S. That's according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. The department says aside from a pair of cases in Chicago earlier this month, no one else in Illinois has been sickened, and the infection risk remains low. But Dr. Craig Conover is an epidemiologist with the state. He says people should be ready for what may happen if the illness begins spreading in the U.S.
It's likely we will switch from containment mode, where we're able to kind of put the genie back in the bottle and keep it from spreading, to this mitigation strategy where there's social distancing and potential for decreasing public gatherings and so on.
In the meantime, Illinois public health officials say they're coordinating with the federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, testing for potential cases, and assisting local doctors' offices and hospitals. So far, more than 80,000 people worldwide have contracted coronavirus. Former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn and more than 80 other top Illinois Democrats are endorsing Joe Biden for president. Biden's campaign announced the endorsements this week. Biden's hoping to notch his first Democratic primary victory in South Carolina on Saturday and take that momentum into next week's Super Tuesday contests and beyond. Illinois' primary is on March 17th, 2 weeks after Super Tuesday. This is Illinois News on your NPR News station.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Southern 7 Health Department is one of the lead agencies in this region coordinating the 2020 census count. The Ellen-based organization is hosting informational sessions. Lyndon Schuyler is with the census program. She's the director of the Southern 20 counties. She says during the last census in 2010, it's estimated that statewide Illinois' participation rate was just 57%. Schuyler says that cost the state more than $122 million and roughly $12 million just in the Southern 7 counties.
It is huge because this, just the Southern 7 alone, that poverty level or the poverty rate varies, I think, from 33 to 52% in these Southern 7 counties. And you think of all the dollars, all the programs that those dollars mean, it really is staggering.
Schuyler says a letter on how to fill out the census online will arrive in mailboxes in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Paper questionnaires can be filled out starting in April. Door-to-door census workers will start showing up May 1st. The whole process is expected to be wrapping up by the end of August. In Indiana, some doctors are raising fears about the possible loss of emergency services. It's a part of a plan to limit surprise medical bills that can plague patients who've been unknowingly treated by providers outside their insurance networks. The proposed state law is a top priority for House and Senate leaders in the Republican-dominated legislature. It's also supported by major business groups and health insurers. I'm Jennifer Fuller.